I'm sorry, sir. I can't fit you in today. All of our specialists are fully booked for the rest of the week. I can book you in this coming Monday if... No, I'm sorry, but I can't just cancel someone's... Sir, please calm down. There's no need for that kind of language. Yes, I am qualified for my job. Hey! What do you think you're doing? You got this under control? That guy isn't going to listen to anyone. He just wants someone to... Hello? Yes, the spot for Mr. Gav is available this Monday at 8:30 a.m. You can make it? Excellent. I'll book you in now. All right, then. Is there anything I can do for you? All right, goodbye. That was incredible. How were you able to convince him like that? I've been on the phone with him for hours. All right, Hotshot. Don't get a big head over a compliment. You're here for that weekly report, right? It's just being printed now. I'll get it for you. Oh, my legs? we sirens use magic to give us our legs. We can live on land, but if our legs come into contact with water, we revert back to our fins. Bruce from accounting thought it would be funny to rig the water fountain to splash anyone who tries to drink from it. And, yeah, long story short, that's how I ended up like this. I hope that isn't too much of an issue for you. But don't worry, they'll revert back soon. Oh, you don't have to get back at him for me. It's really fine. I don't want you to, you know, get in trouble because of me. Anyways, excuse me. I'll be heading to the printer room to get that report. Do you want to join me? Yeah? Okay, let's go. Oh, you don't have to do that. Thanks. Oh, no, don't say that. It's fine, really. Like, you know Bruce, he's the workplace clown and all that. I'm sure he didn't mean any harm. Besides, what are the odds that the one siren in the office gets hit with water and loses her legs? it's fine, really, but thank you for, you know, pushing my chair and helping me with that customer back there. You seriously are a lifesaver. Like, I don't know how I can repay you. You'll just take the report as payment? Oh, that's boring. All right, fine. Look at that. We're here. All right, here you go. So, I'm assuming you're gonna have another late night here? I'm the office secretary. Of course I know when you clock in and out of work. Besides, who do you think has to tell the boss who's been late to work? But I think it's sweet that you care so much about your clients. And hey, I'm probably also going to be here late, so maybe we can go home together and maybe grab a drink or something to eat? You will? Okay then, I'll wait for you at the front doors. I'll see you later tonight. Okay, sounds good. Oh my god, yes. I finally asked him to spend time together outside of work. Hey, already clocked out? Alright then, let's get going. I'm starving. Oh yeah, my legs came back a few hours ago. It's really not a big deal. Besides, I'm happy I wore my skirt today. It would have been a much bigger deal if my work pants got ripped because of some stupid prank. I mean, yeah, I would rip the pants if I transformed with them on. It's part of the reason why I wear skirts all the time, even though they can be kind of a pain. What's an office siren? Oh, okay. Office Siren, a clothing subculture that combines 1980s office aesthetic with a level of sensuality and bold confidence, commonly known for its use of form-fitting clothes and rectangular glasses known as Bayonetta glasses. I mean, I guess I look like an office siren, and I literally am the office's siren, but I didn't even know anything about this type of fashion. I just dress like this because it's convenient for the workplace, you know? And plus, outside of the water, I'm practically blind without these. My family actually used to call me Bummer because I kept running into things. It was kind of like teaching a baby how to walk. Like, anytime they'd see me bump into things, they'd just be like, oh, that's a bummer. But, you know, more sympathy for the baby, of course. But I really can't see much without these. Like, now that I have them off, I genuinely could not tell you where we are. Which is bad, because I know where we're going, so I should probably put them back on. Oh, we're here. This place is great. You're gonna love it. Their sushi is really good. Of course I eat fish. Just because we both have gills doesn't mean I see them like me. Like, you humans have the same skin as cows, but you eat them all the time. Not to call you a cow or anything, it's just, you know, strange we both eat animals with, some similarities, I guess? Sorry, I'm gonna shut up now. You can order. So I hope I'm not keeping you from any responsibilities you have back at home. You probably have someone waiting for you. No? That's a surprise. I mean, I would expect someone like you to have someone waiting for you at home. I mean, you're very attractive. I have to use the washroom real quick. I'll be right back. What the hell is wrong with me? I was just fine walking here and talking to him in the office, but seeing him right across from me and just seeing those soft eyes only on me in that booth. Ugh, my brain's completely fried. I need to calm down, not do anything stupid. Oh, good, our drinks are here. Couldn't be better timing. Nothing like a cold drink after having to deal with jerks on the phone all day. Oh, no, I don't. All I have is a guppy named Orlando who likes getting mad at me when he doesn't sleep in my bed. Oh, right. You don't sleep in water like we can. It's basically like a really big tank that has water flowing through it. Yeah, it is pretty cool. I can show you sometime and we can sleep in it if you'd like. I should wash my hands before we eat. I'll be right back. Why the fuck did I say that? What is wrong with me? Was he blushing when I said that? God, I didn't even get a good look at his face. That stupid pretty face. I should just laugh at what he says and shut up. Sorry, I just needed to make sure my hands were clean before we eat, you know? Can never be too sure. Oh, and plus our food's here, and it's perfect timing. You got revenge? On who? You swapped Bruce's coffee mix with powdered hot sauce? Oh man, he's gonna be screaming up and down the halls on Monday. But you really didn't have to go do all that for me. Is something wrong? The way you're looking at me is kind of intense. Oh, sorry about my teeth. I try not to show them in public, because I know it scares people a lot. No, I know, you don't have to say things like that to me. I mean, I understand if it turns you away. You know, all those old myths about sirens eating people and other things would tend to affect the way people see me. You think it makes me look pretty? Oh, that's... Thank you. You know, I'm just so used to people running away when they see things like my teeth or my tail. I've had dates straight up run away when they see me smile, or people freak out when they see my tail. I don't know. I don't want that to happen with you. Not that we're on a date or anything. I'm sorry, I'm rambling about things that don't matter. I'll just be on my way. I can pay for my food and drink at the front. Yes? I'm sorry. What? Hey! I didn't mean to kiss me again, dumbass. I'm sorry, I'm just surprised. I mean, okay, I can't believe I'm saying this in a sushi restaurant, but I've kind of had a small, maybe normal, or okay, maybe massive crush on you, and I was scared that you would see me for who I am and run away. You knew? Oh, right. I forgot you were there. Well, at least you thought it was cute. I don't think the dessert here is all that great. Besides, my house isn't that far away, and I have some good sea salt ice cream in the fridge. You can come over if you want. That way you can check out my bed. Alright, I'm gonna go to the bathroom one more time before we have to leave, okay? Oh my god, that couldn't have gone any worse. I spilled my insecurities to him and invited him over to my place to eat ice cream after he kissed me, and... But oh my god, he kissed me! Not once, but twice! Oh my god, oh my god. Maybe we could do more tonight. Okay. I just need to be myself, and it'll be okay. Sorry. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long. You're right. Let's just go. Ice cream awaits. Ooh. Myths about sirens? Oh, there are so many. Like, the fact that sirens eat people? We don't. We only have sharp teeth to help us eat fish bones. But because of that, sailors used to confuse us with sharks. And because of them, they thought we ate people. Plus, sharks don't even eat people that often. Biting is a different story. My sister almost bit off her boyfriend's tongue the first time they made out. Oh, singing? Well, singing for sirens is actually a tradition. We really only sing for those who we're truly in love with. Our songs can be quite powerful, and it can make those who hear it want to come closer to us. The whole sirens singing sailors to their doom thing was because sirens didn't know that humans couldn't breathe underwater like we do, and they would drown by accident. So it's not on purpose, but I guess it's not a myth. It's just misunderstood. Anyways, here we are. Please leave your shoes at the door, otherwise make yourself at home, and I'll go get us some ice cream. Ooh, very important question. Do you want one scoop or two? Okay, I'll be right back. Alright, here you are. I hope you like it. It's my favorite flavor. You know, sweet, but a little bit of that salty bite. I want to ask, when you kissed me back at the restaurant, did you mean it? Like, I know you might have done it intentionally, but do you actually like me? I've never really been with anyone before, and I just want to make sure that... I think that answers the question then. Kisses are so salty. I really like it though. A part of me can't believe you're still kissing me after I told you about what happened to my sister's boyfriend. You're a brave one, huh? The offer to check out my bed is still available if you want it. Yeah? Then follow me. Alright, here it is. It's just like a big tank. Come on in. Oh, right. You humans can't breathe underwater. Give me a second. I got this as a gift from a friend. It's a pendant that will allow you to breathe underwater. Here. Once you put it on, just close your eyes and relax and come on in. Alright. You can open your eyes and take a deep breath. You can see me, right? Okay. I just want to make sure you can see me. All of me. I want you to see my true form. The long tail, the ear gills, the sharp teeth. You know, the things that usually scare people away. I want you to see it because I trust you not to run away. Yeah, you can take off your clothes if that's more comfortable. Wow. I knew you were attractive, but this is beyond anything I could imagine. I want to wrap myself around your beautiful body and hold you. Did you just get harder? I guess that means you'd like that too, huh? You feel so warm. Like a ray of sunshine. Your cock is twitching even more now. No, it's okay. You don't need to be quiet. We're in water. No one can hear us. Don't hold back, baby. I want to know you're feeling good. Besides, sound doesn't really travel far underwater, so only I can hear you, and I want to be the one, the only one you make those noises for. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so hot. Does this feel good? Yeah, I was just checking. Despite the, you know, scales, I think they can be smooth. I just wanted to see how it felt for you. You think I'm more confident? Maybe it's the water that has me feeling that way. But honestly, there's something about seeing you floating so beautifully in the water. It's just making me want all of you to myself. Are you getting closer? I mean, you're leaking. Can I taste it? Even with the salt water on my tongue, it's your warmth in my mouth. You're perfect. Right, sorry, I'll stop just teasing your head. I can't hide it anymore. I want you. Really badly. Please. Please just fuck me. You've never been with a siren before? I've never been with anyone before. It's okay. We can be inexperienced together. I'll show you where to go, as long as you're gentle with me. Yeah. Okay, let me just... It's okay, I'm just gonna guide you. I know it's a bit confusing for you. My body is very different from yours, but... it'll still feel good for the both of us. I hope. I don't know, I've never done this before, I told you. It's okay, just... okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, fuck. That does feel really good. And knowing it's... you're gonna thrust into me, it's gonna make it even better. Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah, you can start. Holy fuck. Oh my god. This is heaven. Yeah. And you look so good. Just seeing you in underwater moonlight. Fuck. I didn't think you could be any more beautiful than you already are. Yeah, you feel so good. Fuck. The more I taste you, the more I think I can eat you up. Yeah. Really just sink my sharp teeth in your skin and leave a mark. That way everyone will know what happened tonight. Wow. If you keep fucking me like this, I might actually bite you. Yeah? And you'd like it? Yeah, I think it'd be really fucking hot. Just seeing you on Monday. And meeting your clients. And talking in the break room. All while trying to hide the bites I left. Having a little secret between us, I think, would be kind of fun, don't you think? Yeah. Oh, well, if you say so. Fuck, your skin is so soft. You taste better than anything I've ever tasted before. If I don't stop myself, I think I might just eat you alive. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that to you. I like you too much. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Oh my god. You are too? Please keep going. Keep going. Oh, look at me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I want to come. I want to come looking at you. Yeah. Just looking so deep in your eyes as you come. Yeah, let's come together. Fuck. Yeah, it's just like that. Fuck. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Holy shit. Thank you. God. You know, now that I can see just how pretty you are, it's almost like this is unreal. You're like this perfect pearl. Yeah, I know it might be a little cheesy, but I don't care. I just want to burn this in your face, in this moment, into my memory forever. That was literally like a dream come true. I seriously never thought I'd be able to have something like that, especially with you. And now I get to see all the marks I left on you. Guess that just makes it all the better, because I know it's real. This was... it was amazing. Just... I'll never forget it. I hope we do this more. Yeah, maybe not tonight. You look like you need sleep. Yeah, you can totally crash here. It's fine. Yeah. I'll see you in the morning. You want to hear me sing to you? Sure. I can do that. I mean, I did say that sirens usually sing for their loved ones. If you don't mind the sentiment, I guess that's fine with me. Good night.